Welcome to Yeshivat Deav Haskel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Moluk Aglarian and Sons, Leilui Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef Zichrono Levacha. If you're interested in sponsoring future classes or programs, or simply supporting our continued efforts to share knowledge of Torah, please contact us for more information. Today we'll be studying Shulchan Aruch Oach Chaim, Siman Kuflam Bidvav, Seif Aleph, because there's only one Seif in this Siman. The title of the siman is Mihem Anikraim L'Sefer Torah B'Shabbat, who should be called up to the Torah on Shabbat. Seif Aleph B'Shabbat V'Yom Tov V'Yom HaKippurim on Shabbat, holidays and Yom Kippur, Korim Achar Levi, Tamidei Chachamim HaMemunim Al HaTzibur. On Shabbat, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, after the Aliyah of the Levi, the Torah scholars who are appointed to positions of communal leadership should read. V'Achorihem Tamidei Chachamim HaRu'uyim L'Manotam Parnasim Al HaTzibur. After them should come the Torah scholars who are worthy of being appointed as communal leaders, even if they aren't. What's the definition? The Rama says in parentheses here, "Shesholim oto dvar alacha bechol makom veomer." Somebody qualified means somebody whom we could ask a halachic question in any area, and they would know how to answer it correctly. V'achar kach, after them, b'nei talmidei chachamim she'avoteihem memunim al hatzibur, we should then call up for aliyot the children of the Torah scholars whose fathers are appointed to positions of communal leadership. And then finally, v'achar kach, v'sheich nesiyot v'chol ha'am, then the heads of the community and the general population. This halacha outlines the order in which, at least in theory, Torah honors should be distributed among members of the congregation. Nowadays, in Sephardic communities especially, the Torah honors are often sold to the highest bidder in auctions that raise charitable funds for communal needs. Alternatively, aliyot may be given out to congregants in recognition of life cycle events they're celebrating, like weddings, bar mitzvahs, or memorials they're observing for departed loved ones. But if there's no other set of priorities that are governing the distribution of aliyot on a particular Shabbat, this siman provides us with guidelines that we should follow.